You are back with the conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Well, we've been hearing a lot about the budget problems facing state government, but what about counties? HPR's government reporter Ryan Finnerty has been looking into that and joins us now.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey, so how are you doing? So what can you tell us?
Well, there is some good news on the county front, Catherine. Everyone's probably heard that the state government is not doing so well when it comes to the budget. There's a $2.3 billion shortfall. But there is some good news on the county side. They're not looking as much of a problem. And that's largely because the two different levels of government use different sources of revenue to get their funding. The state primarily relies on general excise tax or a sales tax, the personal income tax, and the hotel room tax, which is known as the transient accommodation tax. And all three of those have been hit by this pandemic. Consumer spending is way down across the country as people stay home and they're not going out and shopping, and restaurant activity has obviously taken a hit. That affects GET. Hotel occupancy is way down. There's fewer visitors coming to Hawaii, which means less revenue being generated by the hotel room tax. And we know that unemployment got to really high levels in the early months of this pandemic here in Hawaii, 23% in April and May. And so that means fewer people paying income tax if fewer people have jobs. So all of those kind of conspired to really, really negatively impact state tax revenue. But by contrast, county governments in Hawaii derive most of their revenue from property taxes, whether residential, commercial, or agriculture. And that has largely been steady. There hasn't been yet a major drop in property tax revenue. That formula is based on the value of property. There's a set tax rate, and then you multiply it by the worth of the property in each category, and that produces the tax bill. And so we haven't seen a drop in property values in Hawaii. So tax revenue has been largely stable on that front. I talked with Riku Matsuyama, who's the finance director for Kauai County, and she told me that on the Garden Isle, the administration has not yet had to make major budget cuts because those property tax revenues have been holding, and they're even seeing maybe a slight increase for residential property values. But she also warned that that could change if COVID becomes a long-term problem and produces some deeper economic impacts.
So what we're seeing now is that residential real estate is holding, I think because interest rates are so low and the market is favorable. So assessed values for residential homes are staying pretty stable. If not, there actually is evidence of a slight increase. But what we will probably see is the reduction in assessed values for hotel and resort properties, commercial properties. You know, we have way more vacancies in you know, commercial buildings. But we do anticipate that assessed values for everything other than residential will probably reduce.
So do we have a feel as to when the counties will have to make cuts?
Yeah, well, as Reiko said, that this is a longer-term problem they're facing. She mentioned their fiscal year 2022, so we probably won't start to see this play out for at least the next year. You know, property values, that's going to be a longer-term shift. But some counties are already making cuts, not necessarily because property taxes have declined or tax revenues have declined, but because they are seeing reductions in some of these other sources of funding that they get. And we mentioned a few of those at the top that at the state level are way down, but some of that money actually gets distributed to the counties from the state. So these are things like the hotel tax that we mentioned, the gasoline tax, and for some counties, they get a small share of the general excise tax. Those get basically skimmed off the top from the state revenue and then handed down to the counties, and then they get to use them for different purposes. Some are assigned and some are more flexible. The hotel tax, as I mentioned earlier, is functionally near zero in terms of revenue, and the governor has told the counties not to expect to get much from that. And so Hawaii County made the decision to just eliminate that as a source of funding from their budget plan entirely. They zeroed it out. And here is Hawaii County Finance Director Deanna Sacco.
We had to trim about $40 million out of our budget and move things around. We're still working through all the different funding sources, so we're spending conservatively until we're given the authorization to go ahead and spend the full amount.
And $40 million is a significant chunk, but it's not catastrophic in proportion to the Hawaii County budget. And so Deanna said that they've been able to make up that $40 million in cuts by postponing the purchase of new equipment and vehicles, things that might be used to maintain county roads or parks. They've also paused hiring unfilled staff positions and reduced overtime. Those are techniques we've seen the state use as well. So the impact is being felt already, but a lot of that at Hawaii County was kind of proactive budgeting. They made the decision to assume they would experience this big drop in revenue and cut preemptively rather than waiting for the funds to dry up.
But what about like just general, you know, city services? I go here in Honolulu or on Maui.
Yeah, I should say that Maui County and the city and county of Honolulu declined to participate in the story, so we don't have specifics on what impact they're feeling. I have specifically talked to Hawaii County and Hawaii County, but I think the formula is more or less the same for all four counties. The bulk of their funds come from property tax revenues. Those are not expected to decline in the short term. So residents likely won't see a huge change in county services in the immediate future. You do have to draw the distinction between state and county spending, and that can be sometimes hard to discern. But, you know, a county road versus a state highway, you're going to have different impacts on those. But if this downturn does continue longer term and eventually impact property values in some way, the people I spoke with said road construction and upkeep is going to be one of the main things that residents will see delayed or postponed entirely. So those potholes might not be getting filled as quickly, or repaving might not get done. Another area that I looked at that's potentially pretty serious is grants to nonprofit providers of social services. The state gives a lot of grant funding to these different organizations that do things like homeless outreach, elder care services, even nutritional assistance, services for at-risk youth, all kinds of stuff that that gets funded. Funding gets funneled from the government to these nonprofit providers, and then they use that money to provide these social services. The county governments are a significant source of that kind of funding as well. And so in the past, the state has had to cut that in the last recession. That was one of the main things we saw the state cut. If the counties get into trouble with their budgets, we could see funds for those types of activities in jeopardy as well. And, you know, that will produce a very noticeable impact on help that's available to residents and just services that are available to everyone in the community.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what happens in the next few months. I think the hotel industry was eyeing the, you know, their resort property tax. We'll have to see if they ask for a break on that. But thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
You can find Ryan Finnerty's stories on our HPR website. Head to HawaiiPublicRadio.org.